Entraînement aux épreuves communes. Épreuve 1. Compréhension de l'oral. Page 89.
The artist Cary James Marshall has a remarkable history. He was born in Birmingham, Alabama, and was a little boy when Martin Luther King Jr. was in jail there. Later, his family moved to Los Angeles not long before the Watts riots. The paintings he makes are both exuberant and deep. A retrospective of his work is at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Los Angeles, and NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg says the artist's path onto museum walls has been quite deliberate.
Cary James Marshall puts the color black in everything he paints, and he only paints black people.
Well, for an obvious reason, one of the reasons I paint black people because I am a black person. And in the history of painting as we come to know it and understand it and appreciate it, there are fewer representations of black figures in the historical record than there are figures of other people, of white figures, let's say.
He's also determined to populate museums with black culture.
That's the idea. The hope was always to make sure these works found their ways into museums so they could exist alongside everything else that people go to the museum to look at. All the other things that people say are the best that can be done.
61 years old, relaxed but purposeful in his speaking and thinking, Marshall makes the invisible visible. Paintings of daily life, people doing ordinary things, planting gardens, picnicking, getting haircuts.
I consider this to be Cary's first great painting. It's called The Style, and what we're looking at is five black men in a barber shop.
Helen Molesworth is curator of the MoCA show.